Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
Shamcom 2022, I'm not feeling it. Shamcom 2022, I'm not feeling it. Come on, put your hands together. The people here, next year you come. The people here. Those here, put your hands together for the Lord once again. It's working. Let's pray. Jesus, we welcome you once again into this place. We say, take control. Teach us, oh God. Satan, we curse you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, sit down. I don't have time for a lot of... Now, if you are outside, and you came for Shamcom, please come inside before we close the door. If you know, I can see a lot of people walking about. Please, are they here for Shamcom? Teachers, please help me. Teachers, please help me. If you came for Shamcom, teachers, all teachers, please help me. So many people are walking about. So many people. Or we don't have teachers. What do we have? Ashes. Which people are now entering? You people are from where? Adenta. You are from where? Kasua. Do you have people from Kasua here?
Hello, is that you?
Shamcom is here!
Isn't it amazing that Shamcom is here again in 2022? This year, it's in person. And I want to encourage all of you young people from the 12th, the 13th, and the 14th of August. Shamcom is happening here live at the Kodesh. We're going to have a lot of dancing, fellowship, good food, and above all, Jesus will touch our lives in a profound way.
It's going to be
spirit-filled.
Exciting!
All roads lead to the Kodesh from the 12th to the 14th of August. Shamcom 20.
Hallelujah. We are enjoying ourselves and we've had so much movement. When I count three, wherever you are, you sit there. One, two, three. Nobody should stand again. Hey, Joel Asari, why are you now coming? Come, why are you now come here? Why are you now coming? Charlie, I know your name, so you'll be shocked. Sit down, fix your bottle somewhere. Amen. But I feel that it's a blessing. Put your hands together once again for us to be in God's presence. For some time now, Shamcom has been here because of COVID. But I'll see what I can do. Maybe next year we'll move back to Mampong. Put your hands together for the Lord. I said, I'll see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. How many of you know that I can do few things? I can do few things. Okay. But first of all, I want to thank God for making Shamcom come alive. It nearly didn't come on. Tell your neighbor, it nearly didn't come on. Tell your neighbor, remain that small. It didn't come on. But we thank God. We also want to thank God for, sit down. Hey, I'm not like your pastors that when you appreciate the move, when you move and I catch you, I can use half of my preaching time to correct movement and misbehavior. Put your hands together for our prophet, our father, Bishop Dag Hayward. Oh, why are you not standing when we mention Bishop Dag's name? Why are you sitting down? Beautiful. Amen. This man, put his picture there. This man you are seeing is an anointed man. Very intelligent man of God. I don't know why you are not clapping. Yeah. And Bishop Dag, want to say wherever you are that we are glad to be your children. Hallelujah. We are very glad to be his children. Amen. Yeah. You see, who your father is determine what you will become in future. It's largely depend on what you become in future. Amen. Yeah. And we are blessed in this house. People talk, they say we worship our bishop, but I don't think that since we came, we've ever sang any song that his name is inside. We don't worship our bishop. Here is a family, and in the family we have a father. Here we are taught to honor and respect fathers. That's all. Put your hands together for our pastor once again. And take your seat. I also want to salute our mother, Episcopal Sister Adelaide Hayward Mills. Auntie Mami, thank you so much. She actually made it possible. She had a personal video to welcome us to Shomcom. Amen. And in case you don't know the church you are in, please, people are still moving. In case you don't know the church you are in, this church is called UD. Everybody say UD. UDOLGC. United Denominations, originating from the Lighthouse Group of Churches. And I want to salute all the conveners from Makandel Church to Macarius to Greater Love, Anakazo Assemblies, Mustard Seed. Jesus is the answer. There's a denomination like that. Jesus is the answer. Bishop Kweku Itamale, God bless you so much. Bishop Kakra from Catch the Anointing. Oh, Catch the Anointing, are you here? Catch the Anointing, are you here? Yeah. So don't say that the church is not divided. It simply means that one father, one mother, but just that some of your siblings stay at Brekum. Some are at Tebubu, some are at Tepa, and others are in Aflawu. It's the same family. Hallelujah. It's not because we are divided. Which denomination have I not mentioned? Loyalty House. Bishop Ishmael Sam, God bless you so much. Loyalty House. Greater Love. Bishop Ernest Ai, God bless you. God bless you. Anakazo Assemblies, Bishop Emmanuel Louis Interfo, God bless you. These are the conveners we have. Then we have QFC. We shall not be few. QFC. You are not even confident you are hosting us. QFC. We shall not. It's a Greek word, which is mean that, have you not eaten today? Then we also have Jesus Christ has come to save the World Church International. Hey, Charlie. Jesus Christ has come to save the World Church International. We also have First Love Church. Put your hands together for First Love Church. A lot of denominations. All right. But we believe that in all this, we are one people. And to our various bishops, our pastors and all that, we say thank you so much for making Shomkom possible. And one group that I really salute and acknowledge are our saved teachers. Saved teachers, please stand to your feet and give us a wave wherever you are. Saved teachers, God bless you. God bless. Stand up. Saved teachers, pastors, God bless you. Say God bless you to your pastors. Some of you, if it has not been your saved teacher, like by now, you have 3 children with 8 fathers. I'm here to preach. My preaching is 7 minutes. If it's not because of a certain LP who has crossed you at a certain junction, like by now you have a boyfriend who is an Okada driver, and you don't want to clap for the teachers. Clap for the teachers once again. How some of you, your parents have been insulting the teachers. Sean Kombay Kana Mokoda is in Mutuaska, are they extra classes? Hey, the things some of your parents can say. But we're forgiving all of you. Put your hands together for the teachers once again. Such a blessing. Amen. So, this Shomkom, I've started preaching. If I see you moving about, I call you and I give you the microphone. When I give you the microphone, then you preach. In this Shomkom, we said that the theme is what? The determinant. Everybody said the determinant. Oh, Charlie, you are very cool today, pal. Say the determinant. Okay, so let's make a deal. If you respond well, I close early. If you don't respond well, I can close tomorrow morning. If you dare me. Say the determinant. And God bless you so much, Lady Pastor Christy and Pastor Victor, for starting on a good note, setting the pace. And I'm sure by now, amen. The determinants are the things that determine the outcome of your life, whether you do well or you not do well. There are certain factors that will tell whether you will do well. Hey, you come, the two of you come. Hey, the one in the blue, and yes, you stand up. You two stand up. You the one in the blue, come. The two of you follow me. I'll make you fishers of men. Come. This way, come. When they're down here, raise up your hand. As I've come, I've prepared. One here. The two thieves who died with Jesus. One there, one here. Hey, who is kneeling here? Kneel down and face the cross. You, to the other side. Other side, this way. Jesus is passing this way. This way, chocolate drink. Ah. Amen. There are things that determine the outcome of our lives. And our prayer for you young people is that you will turn out well. You will not become a social misfit. You will not become a social misfit, somebody who cannot fit into society. Our prayer for you is that you will arrive successfully in this life. Say amen. Yeah. Put the scripture there for us. The one we've been reading. They've quoted it. I don't have to quote again. You put it there. Ecclesiastes. Oh, who is on the screen? Do I have to pay for the thing to come? Yeah. I returned and saw under the sun. So this book, Ecclesiastes, was written by who? Who wrote this book? Hey, who said Bishop Dark? Now Bishop Dark wrote Ecclesiastes. Everybody say mercy. Hey, Chama, Bishop Doug wrote Ecclesiastes. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Young people, in this life, we are running a race. This life is a race. So Solomon spoke and said that in this world, he has noticed that the race is not to the swift. There is a race we are running. Listen, don't let anybody tell you that, hey, don't rush in life. I want to tell you that this life we are in is a race. Now, if you don't understand that life is a race, one day you will see your classmates and you cannot talk to them because they have run far ahead of you. Life is a race. Everybody say, life is a race. Yeah, life is a race. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift. Next one. Nor the battle to the strong. There is a battle we are... Where are you going? Who has employed you? Go back to whoever has sent you. Is your wife in labor? So why are you here? Your mother is in labor. Life is a battle. Life is a battle. Because the name of your church is Catch the Anointing Center, you feel that you are not fighting a battle. You are fighting a battle. Yeah, life is a battle. Can you not see how you are even struggling? How you are struggling to have your quiet time? Life is a battle. You can ask anybody. Look at how you struggle to learn the first 20 elements. Look at how you struggle. First 20 elements. Look at how you struggle to learn it. Look at how you struggle to learn types of soil. What again do they teach you in this confused world? Eh? Photosynthesis. What? Libation. Eh? They teach them libation. Amen. Diffusion. Osmosis. Very confused things. Life is a battle. We are fighting a battle. So Paul said that fight a good fight of faith. Put the scripture back. I'm explaining the scripture, then we continue. He said, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happiness to them. Or clap for Jesus. Time and chance. Time. I'm about to close. There are things that determine our life. One of them is speed. Yeah, you must be swift in this life. One is strength. You must be strong. Look, when you are not strong, you'll be bullied. Yeah, if you go to secondary school, you are not strong. You are the one that will watch the seniors bowl all the time. They will take your gari, they will take your corned beef. You fetch water for them if you are not strong. But the boys who are strong, hey, we had a mate when we went to first year. He was called Mi Papa. We call him Mi Papa. So the guy is a father. The seniors were afraid of him. Mi Papa. When you look at them, if I stand by him, you know that he's my father. My father. One day, a certain senior entered the room. Hey, all 4-1 boys. Oh, the boy was lying down. Mi Papa Wada. He was lying down. Hey, out the 4-1 boy, come on, line up here. Line up here. Then the senior said, who is there? It's me, Papa. He said, he's not among. He's not among. Everybody say, he's not among. He's part of us, our mate. But when you look at the stature, he's not part of you. But the fianga boys, line up. Yeah. You need strength. You need strength to overcome the devil. You need strength to overcome that pornography. You need strength to do your quiet. You need strength. Oh, you need strength. You need strength to say no to that boyfriend. While I'm preaching. Nobody can beat me here. Nobody. I still here. Put that scripture back. Neither yet bread to the wise. You need wisdom. To successfully end in this life, you need wisdom. Tell your neighbor, you need wisdom. Say, you need wisdom. Say, you need wisdom. Yeah. Absence of wisdom makes you a fool. Charlie, now I'm now descending here. Lower the, this thing for me. Do play like the one they play for TD Jakes. If you set an example, the American preachers. So that's, they can invite me to America. Me can't invite you. You know how they do it? That America TD Jakes team. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, be my what? Yeah, poor memo of dollars. Ah, my baba preach. I try no go. If I do it, hey, you don't know how to do it. Hey, better organ should go and look for the key. Hey, where is Bucky? Bucky, look for the TD Jakes. Uh-huh. Hallelujah. But today I want to talk about wisdom. Say amen. The first point in chapter 7 said that wisdom determines your position and rank in your nation. But I would say that wisdom determines your position and rank in this life. In this life. To do well, hey! Look at me. You need wisdom. Absence of wisdom makes you a fool. I'll say it again. If that is all that you will hear before we close, tomorrow afternoon I'll preach. Absence of wisdom makes you a fool. Now, our desire for you is that you will become a wise person. That's our prayer for you. That you will be wise. Let me tell you, the difference between the bank manager and the one who cleans the bank is because one has wisdom more than the other. We wouldn't want you to finish school and become somebody that cannot be employed. Your position and your rank in this life determines on the amount of wisdom you have. Oh, you're not understanding the preaching? Yeah. Give me Proverbs chapter 22, verse 15. Proverbs 22, verse 15. 15. Yeah. Foolishness. I said that absence of wisdom makes you a fool. Let me start preaching from here. Foolishness is bound in the heart of a child. Foolishness. Give me NLT of this. Because it's King James. Even though I'm a doctor, sometimes when I read King James, I don't understand. But NLT will help us. A youngster's heart is filled with foolishness. Now, this scripture just goes to say that your heart, as you are sitting down here, is already filled with foolishness. So there is no room for wisdom to enter. A youngster's heart is filled with foolishness. Everybody sitting here has an amount of foolishness in his heart or her heart. Yeah. We all have foolish. Let me tell you, the younger you are, the more foolish you are. Keep this scripture and go to Luke 15, verse 11. The story of the prodigal son. It was the younger son, the foolish younger son, who went to tell his father that, divide the properties that falleth to me. And the younger son said to his father, give me the portion of good that falleth to me. Something falls to you. You can imagine you have gone to tell your father, Daddy, please, I've come to discuss something with you. Please, I want to tell you that you are not dying now. Look at how you are taking long to die. You have been drinking iron tablet, tabia bitters, and all this thing. You are not dying now. So please, our land at Begbe Ise, and then the two houses at Kwabenya, and then the Kia Pican to the two. Please, I want you to divide and give me the goods that falleth to me. And you see, the scripture didn't end. Bible says, and his father, this father, he's not a Ghana father. No. This father, you see, the scripture didn't end. It said, and he divided unto them his living. A father, why will you do that? A father. We didn't even read that. They said the father sat him down to explain to him, advise him. The father just divided his living unto them. Me, that man divide living unto you. If for him, my jango, I've slapped you long time before you come and ask me to divide you, living that fallet. It's a slap that fallet to you. Slap. It's not a portion of goose that slap that fallet to you. Yeah. Because it is the younger. He said, the younger of them. So this scripture tells us that the younger you are, the more foolish you are. So now we are looking for ways to remove the foolishness and fill our heart with wisdom. Oh, we are not getting the preaching. Yeah. I thank God the people here are clapping. I think I should stay here. I'm being encouraged here. Go back to my first scripture. I'll come here. Proverbs 22. But the rod of correction shall drive it far from you. The rod. Most of you are not disciplined. Nobody disciplines you. The reason why your foolishness has magnified is because nobody disciplines you. Nobody can shout at you. Nobody can correct you. Nobody can beat you. And some of you sitting down here, some of your parents have even spoiled you. Oh yes. There's an account in the Bible where a father spoiled the child. Where is that scripture? Look for 1 Kings chapter 1. The one on the projector. When you finish, I'll pay you. But I'll do it quickly. I'm about to close. Look for a scripture. First Kings chapter 1. Quick. There's no kings on the projector. King David was now very old. And no matter how many blankets covered him, he could not keep warm. So his advisors told him that, let's find a young virgin to wait on you and look after you, my lord. She will lie in your arms and keep you warm. Hey. Look at this weather. Everybody said this weather. Like King David himself. Anyway, let's continue before I preach another message. So they searched throughout the land for Israel, for a beautiful girl. And they found Abishag from Shunem and brought her to the king. May they find you when they are looking for a beautiful virgin girl. Yeah. You see, God, most of them don't believe they are virgins. As I'm saying virgins, what is virgin? What is the reverend? Okay, what is virgin? I'll preach, don't worry. Now, the girl was very beautiful. She looked after the king and took care of him. But the king had no sexual relation with her. Skip, quickly, before the children have different mind. By that time, as King David was feeling cold, they are looking for somebody to keep the king very warm. And at that time, Adonijah, David's son, whose mother was Hagith, began boasting, I will make myself king. Let me tell you, you cannot make yourself a king. Somebody must make you a king. But this guy stood up and said that, I will make myself king. Oh, I will make myself king. So he provided himself with chariots and recruited 50 men to run in front of him. Always in your state of foolishness, you find people supporting you. Yeah. When you begin to misbehave, your friends will give you fans. Some of you, it's your friend that fuel the foolishness in your friends. Die your father, make no man. It be old man. No, it think well, make no man. Yeah. You get foolish people who. Next one, who has removed the scripture? Hey, the two angels. Go back to sit down. Chama. King David's son. It's okay. You don't say thank you. Hey, you didn't say thank you. God bless you. Hey, you don't say thank you. You said thank you. God bless you. Now look at verse 6. Verse 6 tells you that a lot of you, it's your parents that spoil you. Verse 6. He said, now his father, King David, had never disciplined him at any time. King David, he has never disciplined the son. Even by asking, give me message. I want us to read this one in message. It will look some. Do you have message? Yeah. His father has spoiled him, rotten as child. Rotten. So Some of you here, you are rotten. You are rotten. You have the way of twisting the arm of your parents. Yeah. Some escape should be to Cape Coast. Your mother says she can't afford. Everybody in the compound house is aware your mother is poor. You started sleeping on the floor, lifting your leg, swimming on the floor, excursion to Kakum National Park. Everybody in the neighborhood know that your mother cannot afford 150 Ghana cedis to Kakum. His father had spoiled him, rotting as a child, never once reprimanding him. Besides, he was good looking. That is a nice guy, so why would they punish him? So if your parents say that if they beat you, scars will be on your body, scar. So that you cannot go to Ghana Most Beautiful. So because of that, your parents, the way they beat you, you get scars. Last time I was reading somewhere, they said that if you beat a child, then you see that you have killed the spirit. Yeah. Oh, Shikwe, I kill your spirit, Jango. Yeah. Hey! They've killed our spirit long time. Do you know beatings human beings have collected? They're beating you. You've got to tell your mother. Your mother wore jeans. And you followed your mother. Come. You said, who beat you at school today?
My teacher.
What's his name or her name? Sir what?
Sir Robert.
Sir Robert. Follow me. Then ask you. They say, then you, the child at the beginning, today Sir Robert will see something. Where is Sir Robert? Sir Robert, are you the one who beat my daughter? Are you the one who beat my daughter? Did I bring my daughter here for you to be beating her? She has stopped the school. Let's go. Rotten as a child. Rotten. That's how come you don't have one sense, one bit of sense in your head. Affitable. Your soul. Those of you watching from America, affitable is Greek. Yasel is Hebrew. Nyebagana. I come home. This is strong homecoming. Otajeme, okay, nime. All this is Greek. Gan is Greek. Chi is Hebrew. Ewe is what? Put yours together for the Lord. David spot the child Adonijah. So there is no sense in that boy's head. Let me tell you something as I'm about to close. Never allow yourself, young people, never allow yourself to be allowed to do what you want to do. I'm saying it again. Never allow, please put your hands together for the men of God. Let me take my iPad before. Never allow, before you steal it, never allow yourself to be allowed to do what you want to do. Look for Galatians chapter 4. Is there a scripture like that? Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. So you the one in the project, are you sure you ate this afternoon? We mention a scripture. The man that said, I won't give you again. Now look at this scripture. Look at this scripture. He said, now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant, though he be lord of all. This scripture goes to tell us that as a young person, you are equivalent to a servant in the house. You are equal to the servant. Even though you are the one that is next to the throne, you are the one that will inherit your father, you are a servant. Go to Proverbs chapter 30, verse 11 or 12. Proverbs 30, verse 11 or 12. I'll show you another scripture over there. Proverbs 30, verse 11. There is a generation that cares. No, go to 12. No, there's a scripture that talks about seven things that, three things that make the earth shake. The same Proverbs chapter 30. Is it before this scripture or after? Is there? Look for it. Three things or four that makes the earth shake. That makes the earth disquieted. That makes the earth tremble. Have you found it? The same. Three things that are too much for the earth to bear. Yes, four things shake the foundation. There are four things that shake the foundation of the earth. What is the first one? If you say janitor, they didn't go to school, so give me another version. Give me King James. Yes, it's okay. NIV is good. When a servant becomes a king, a servant which is equal to a child, when that child becomes a king, the earth shakes, the earth trembles. Most of you, they've made you kings and queens in your homes. That is how your house is shaking, and you don't have a bit of wisdom in your head. At the age of 14, you cannot cook. And you want us to come and marry you. You want our sons to come and marry you. When your mother is cooking, you are reading graphic, and you are telling your mother that the city has crossed 8.5. Koso. You are reading storybooks when your mother is cooking. And you are giving her up. You're on your phone. You're on YouTube. You're on Instagram. You're on TikTok. At your age. This phone you are using is smarter than you. That is why it is called a smartphone. The phone is smarter than you. Your stupidity is gratified. You are delivered in Jesus' name. I'm about to close. Yeah. Your parents bought you. As I'm preaching, some of you said that it's because you can't afford it. Yo, yate. Because we can't afford food. But it's because we can't afford it. You can't afford it. But I pray for you. I pray for you, young people, that may wisdom enter you. Wisdom is a spirit. Isaiah 11. Wisdom is a spirit. Go to Isaiah 11 for me. I'll close with that scripture. Mantoka Sakataria. Wisdom is a spirit. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his root. 2. The spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. Pastor Kisi was teaching us about understanding. The spirit of wisdom. And understanding and wisdom is a spirit. And let me make this statement to you. When you look at the determinant we looked at, two of them have to do with the brains. Wisdom and understanding. That's what we are talking today. It has to do with the brain. It tells you that the most important part of your body is not your breast. It's your brain. Your brain. The most important part of your body is not... Pastor Nisi, I'm preaching. It's not your breast. It is your brain, your young girls, it's your brain. Develop the brain. Yeah, breast and brain, it looks like synonymous and this thing, but they are not the same. Let me tell you, so even if I'm beautiful, I can go to Miss Ghana, I can go to Miss Malaika. Let me tell you something you don't know. How many of you have watched a beauty pageant before? A beauty pageant. I'll show you something. I want to draw your mind to something. Ghana most beautiful, all this beauty pageant. You will see that when they select the people, they are all beautiful. At a point, they give them microphone to speak. So want to know what is in your head. Well, the brain must work. Even though you are beautiful, the brain must work. You want to know what is in your head. Because the girls they brought, all of them are beautiful girls. So want to know what is in your head. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. And that from a child. Look for that scripture. And that from a child. Thou hast known the holy scriptures. Thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation. And that from a child, thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise. You want to be wise? It's the scriptures. You want to be wise? There is difference between illiteracy. There's difference between illiteracy. Let me pause here. I want to announce to you, The man who said education is the key to success, that man who said it, he apologized last week. He said he's sorry for making that statement, that education is the key to success. Yeah. He discovered that education alone cannot make you successful in this life. Joshua 1:8. Education alone. I know professors who are poor. Yeah. The professor. Because you see, you know, professor.
Lawyers who take trotro.
A lawyer takes trotro.
They fight with us for front. Those times.
Yes, you say you want to become a lawyer. A barrister called to the bar. Congratulations. Who removed the scripture? This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Good success is not education. It is the word of God. And how does the word of God come? And that from a child. Thou hast known that. You don't know Holy Scriptures. You don't know Holy Scriptures. You know Manchester United, the first 11. You know why Sadio has left. You know why Sadio has left. And Mo Salah is still there. You know why? No. When we talk about scriptures, about salvation, you cannot. If you dare me, I'll call somebody right now. Even the books of the New Testament, when we mention, come and say, let me look for somebody in White Church to tell us the books of the New Testament right now. Pastor Vito, please help me. Come on, Robos. Oh, this one. Yeah, there she's a church girl. She sleeps on the Bible. Yeah. Bring somebody from a setting, the Yibi. Books of the New Testament. You will see the struggle. You will see the struggle. But you know the TikTokers. You know their names. You know their birthdays. You know where they stay. You know all of them. Hey, in time, Shay. Sani Makba. You can say or you can't say.
You can say.
She can say. Show them. Show them. I say show them. They want to embarrass you, but show them.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st, 2nd Corinthians, Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. First and Second Thessalonians, Second Timothy, Titus, Philemon, Hebrews, James, 1st, 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, 3 Revelations.
Carry her. Kakpa Nam Yonu. You have devoted your life learning elements. But to your information, the safe teacher, all the pastors you have in safe, it's not like we failed in life. We have not failed. Yeah. We've not failed at all. This is your element you are learning. I know them. You know Shatawale songs. First love songs. As they came here and they were singing, you were asking, Every pokwase. Yeah. As we are launching books, we are launching a Macarius Momone Adiadie. You, the type of books you read. Yeah. We are launching books. The determinant. You want to say when you read this book, you cannot understand. You cannot understand determinants. Something that is very crucial to your life. You cannot understand this one. May the Lord help us. Safe teachers, I want to tell you that sound it in your churches. Yeah. Safe teachers, don't relent and don't give up. Yeah. You have been put as a safe teacher there. your wisdom must operate over these children. Because the rate at which these children are traveling, they are on the highway. The children are on the one day, you're the self teacher, you arrive in the church and the children will be teaching you. They'll be teaching you. They'll not teach you the word of God. They will teach you something else. These people, they notice. These people here, they notice. They notice. May the Lord help us. May the spirit of wisdom enter us. Can I get oil? Somebody should give me oil. May the spirit of wisdom enter us. I said, may the spirit of wisdom enter us. If you do not have wisdom, you are likely to fail in this life. If you don't have wisdom, which is one of the determinants, you are likely to fail in this life. But you will never fail in Jesus' name. Your amen is weak because you don't see wisdom as something important. Yeah. I wanted to preach understanding tomorrow, but I was glad when Pastor Victor preached it. I think the understanding must even come before the wisdom. Yeah. You lack understanding. You don't know the relationship between the light that is on in your room and your school fees. You don't understand it. You don't know that if electricity is finished in the house, we will buy before we pay your fees. You don't understand. You don't know. So as I speak now, your light in your room is on. It's on. TV is on. Somebody will open the tap, it's flowing. So I'm not the one who put it on, it's a Rajwa. But you don't know that by closing that tap, or without closing that tap, you are not likely to go to university. Because it connects to your school fees. Your father said he doesn't like Saito. We send you to international school. If you go to the school and cough, dollars. Yeah, the free air churches. Everybody say free air churches. Some of you go to free nursery, free primary, free JHS, free SHS, and free TVET. TVET. I see you becoming wise in Jesus' name. I see you becoming wise in Jesus' name. The spirit of wisdom is entering you in Jesus' name. Yeah. This wisdom we are talking about, you need it more than your parents. Hey, your parents, they've made their decisions already. I was telling some people in a certain church that if your father says he will buy aeroplane, it's a lie. He cannot buy aeroplane. He cannot. If your father says in future, your father, this is his future. This one, the one that we are living now, is his future. May the spirit of wisdom enter you. Don't say, stand up. May the spirit, give me the oil. May the spirit, lift up your hands. May the spirit of wisdom. You'll be wise. Kaba Sota. Be wise. May you receive oil to be wise. You'll be wise. Foolishness is leaving you. Be wise. In the name of Jesus. Be wise. May you receive the spirit of wisdom and understanding. The spirit of wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. Receive it in Jesus' name. The spirit of wisdom. Wisdom will determine your rank. Let me tell you. Sit down. When there's a family meeting, watch. When your parents say they are going for family meeting, watch. There are some of them, when they are not present, the meeting can come on. Some of them, when they are not present, the meeting cannot, read my lips, cannot. May you be wise. I said, may you be wise. The spirit of wisdom. How does it come? Through the scriptures. Through the word of God. And that from a child. You are a child. You are a child. You are a child. You don't want to learn scriptures. Reverend Kwame, welcome. You don't want to learn scriptures. You are learning useless things. Useless things. Useless things. Hopeless songs. Some people are in America. They are in pornography. Uti ablekuma. Ablekuma. And you are watching and your penis has become hard. This thing, what sense is inside? I have to close. If I continue this way, I'll have issues. Yeah. Don't make us believe you don't watch pornography. You watch. You watch. Yesterday, LP Christine was saying that if we take your phones, your iPad, full of pornography, what are you looking for? Boys and girls, what are you looking for? Let me tell you. My friend, Reverend William, he told me that now we don't have time. Do you understand? Let me tell you, as I close, we don't have time. Listen, when you look at the number line, we have negative, we have zero, we have positive. Beautiful. We don't have time to be lifting people from negative to zero before positive. We are interested in moving people from one to two. We don't have time to be now lifting you from negative five. If you're in the negative, you don't do your quiet time, pornography, your disrespect to parents, a whole lot. That is negative. We don't have time. We are looking for people who love God. People who love God. Most of you say you love God. You don't love God. You don't love God. Stand to your feet. I've closed because of the Adenta people. They said their place is far. But if you want us to continue, come tomorrow. Tomorrow is grand finale. Is there a word like that? Grand what? What does it mean? Those of you who go to international schools.
The finals.
Tomorrow when you are coming, don't wear high heel. Wear my shoes. Project my shoe for them. Wear these shoes. Wear these shoes. Yeah. Tomorrow, you're about bubu stage, you know. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands.
You don't need a man to be the God you are, but you have chosen to call me your own.
You are God from beginning to end.
You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument.
K-Church, come to me. K-Church, come.
You are God by yourself.
You are in K-Church, come. K-Church, come.
You are God from beginning.
K-Church in any church, come. You are in K-Church. K-I, come. When I touch you, you sit down. When I touch you, the spirit of wisdom will enter you. Yes. K-Church. If you are not in Kenya, don't step here. When I touch you, you sit down. Lift up your hands.
You don't need a man to be the God you are.
May the spirit of wisdom enter you. May the spirit of wisdom enter you. May the spirit of wisdom enter you. Lift up your hands. Close your eyes. Yes. Yes. When I touch you, sit down. Yes. When I touch you, sit down. Yes. 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 Spirit of wisdom. Understanding. Yes. Kabo sakataba. Yes. Liando likosi kendele. Yes. 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 Spirit of wisdom. Understanding. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. You are blessed. You are favored. Yes. Katoriani. Ribolobo Satabaya. Yes.
There's no place for argument.
I said, be in the queue, be in the queue. Don't rush on me, don't rush on me. Yes. Pastor Victor, please help me. Kemo Solomon. Yes. Kemando Sokotoria. Wisdom, wisdom, wisdom. The spirit of wisdom. Yes. 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 When I touch you, sit down. The spirit of wisdom. Yes. Kema Sakato. K-Church. Only K-Church. Only K-Church. Lema Sorobo. Yes. Pastor Victor, pray for you. Pastor Nick, please join us. The spirit of wisdom. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. Receive it. When we touch you, sit down. The spirit of wisdom is entering you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. When we touch you, sit down. When we touch you, sit down. Yes. 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 Lord. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Receive it. You'll be wise in your generation. Nobody will call you a fool. In the name of Jesus, you will grow up becoming wise. You will do well. Wisdom will determine your position in this life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, I pray for you. Yes. Yes. Be anointed. Yes. When we pray for you, sit down. When we pray for you, sit down. Yes. Receive it. Receive grace to be wise. Yes.
You are God
over
yourself. You've got times and seasons in your hands.
Asatoria.
Manda. You are called for life out of darkness.
Sit down.
You don't need a man to be the God you are.
Alevesa. So you are here. You are about to write BEC. Come. You make it. You make it. Only BEC. Only BEC. Come. You are going to write BEC. Come. As we touch you, lift up your hands. Only BEC. Habasakata. God will show you mercy. You will be wiser. You, when I count three, don't come again. One, one and a half, two. God, the way you are walking, you are spoiling the atmosphere. Yes. Yes. B-E-C-E. B-E-C-E. Habu Sagama. Wisdom. Wisdom. Lift up your hands, Pastor Victor. Kambosia. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive wisdom and understanding. Receive wisdom. Receive wisdom. Yes. 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 Receive it. You will feel. Yes. Receive it. Kaso katabaya. Jesus name. Receive it. Yes. Kaso robosia. Kemolobosatabaya. Ashes, please help me. Kaso ria. Bring her back. Bring her back. Kemaso katabaya. Yes. 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 It's done. It's done. Castoria. Ashes, please follow me. Kalebosia. Yes. Yes. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Cast. We cast the failure. The spirit of wisdom. Yes. Yes. Lift up your hands. Everybody, lift up your hands. Melebosokotoria has taken. Yes. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. Wisdom from above. In the name of Jesus. Wisdom. Yes. Kalebosia. Yes. 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 You'll be wise. You'll be wise. Yes. Yes. It's working. It will work in your favor. May the questions be in your favor. May your answer be correct. May the Holy Spirit teach you where to learn. Even when you don't know, may your guess be right. Kema Satoria. Kemelebe Satoria. Yes, Lord. Kaya Melebe. Yes, yes. Don't cross me. Don't cross me. Kemos. Yes. Yes, Lord. Maya no Satoria. Wisdom. Wisdom. Those in the house, those watching us. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Yes. Receive it. Grace to do well. Yes. Kasoria. You make it. You make it. Because wisdom has entered you. Kema Sakatoria. Sakatoria. Everybody lift up your hands. Wisdom is entering you wherever you are. Foolishness is living. Foolishness is living. Foolishness is living. Foolishness is living. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The determinant of wisdom to send you far. Jesus. If we have the WASI student here, a WASI candidate, in our education, the educational system, SHS is the most difficult. WASI, come. I know some of you have started already. WASI, come. Only one person is writing WASI, the whole of... If I count three, don't count. It's the home accounts girls that are this. Are you writing WASI? Lift up your hands. Ryan, me and me a pastor. I said, "What drum with you? What type of usher are you? Who train you? Which school did you attend?" Lift up your hands. You will not come back to tell us you are writing receipts or remedials. They've glorified remedials to look like something you don't write. It's like you have remedials is another word for failures who have gathered themselves to comfort themselves to rewrite. That's remedials. And I'm getting remedials class at Idle Courage. I'm getting remedial class at Idle Courage. You pass. You pass. You pass. May the glory on your father bishop that come upon your life. That spirit of excellence. That spirit to do well. That spirit to pass exams. Receive it. That spirit to pass exams and to do well. You will not fail. You will not fail. Yes. Yes. Kemo Syria. Yes. In the name of Jesus, you pass. Excellence is coming your way. Excellence is coming your way. Receive it in Jesus' name. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Every form of failure is canceled and nullified. Receive it. Jesus' name. Receive it. Failure is canceled. Failure is nullified. Oh, Spirit. They will make it. They will make it. They will make it. They will make it. Excellence, 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 excellence. Kemo sakata bosiya, lema sokata baya. Excellence, excellence. Asha soda. Excellence. Kema soria. Libo na bosanda baya. Be serene. Receive it. You will never fail. You will fail. You will fail. You will fail. In Jesus' name. Whoever is doing the projection, go to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 1. who your father is very important. Who your father is. The words of the preacher, the son of David, the son. Solomon could have said Solomon. Solomon was a wise man. Why has he not mentioned his name? Why has he said the son of David, the son of Bishop Dagwood Mills, the daughters of Bishop Dagwood Mills? Oh, I don't know whether you people understand what. The child of an elephant is an elephant, and it's bigger than an ant. Stand up. Who are you? May the spirit of wisdom come upon you in the name of Jesus. Foolishness is out. Foolishness is out in Jesus' name. Sit down. Give me envelopes. Give me envelopes. Oh, I've prayed for you. If you are a saved teacher, please run to me. You are a saved teacher, saved pastor, saved reverend, saved bishop, saved episcopal sister, saved convener. Oh dear, bra. Says is here, dear. Titus, no dear. Teachers, God will prosper us.
Amen.
Yeah. That time that you take trotro and you come and teach the children. Hey, reduce the velocity. God will bless us. Teachers, I say God will bless us.
Amen.
Teachers, look, save teachers. It looks like, look, marriage, it takes a long time before we marry. Because after pastoring K Church, when will you come down for the boys in the adult church to see you? I church, madam, you have carried another one, and the mother has come to insult you that you have eaten the child's snack. Hey!
Okay.
Today I met one of my church members in Tamale. Where is Hejole? I met her here. I was so excited. Teachers, I want us to sow a seed. Hey! I can see two people moving in the direction of the wind. If you continue to go, a certain angel is standing right at the corner with a hammer. If you believe in what I'm saying, come back. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Come. When will I be serious? Hey, come back. Teachers, I want us to sow a seed. I want you to know that it's not because we need money. But I want you to sow a seed into your ministry. You see, because many of us safe teachers, we don't even value the work we do. But Paul said that I have magnified my office. Yeah. It's because of the way we are. They don't call us. Pastors meeting, then they just leave you. But I want you to sow a seed, teachers. If you are not happy about the seed, you can sit down. It's not a problem. Usumo seed, you know, I come to sow a seed. It's day by force. Sowing a seed into your ministry. God will prosper us. Yeah. It's possible that we also drive V8 and come and preach. It's possible. Or we can drive V8 and come and preach. Then when you come, you say hallelujah. Pastor Victor, please help me. And when you come, you say hallelujah, the children don't respect you. Because the child, Ankasano, the car that the parents have brought her in, that's why when you say hallelujah, they don't mind you. She Ebahim. Few. Hallelujah. Teachers, I say God will prosper us. I'm interested in the teachers. Yes. Because look, we can't do this work and God will not prosper us. Never.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.